This goes to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, P-A-C, fax 989-828-6853. Regarding Erna, it's E-R-N, like November A, Fry, F-R-Y. Date of birth 12/28 of 1947. Dear Mr. Daniels, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Fry with a diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and anemia. Her last visit was August 22nd of 2023, and she is here with her daughter today for this follow-up visit. The daughter reports she's been having a lot of trouble with blood sugar control. Levels are very high or very low. They tend to be very up and very down. She was on Ozempic, but that was discontinued because she had a great deal of weight loss on that med, and blood sugars got too low. And since her last visit, she's gained 11 pounds, so that has been helping. Now she's on Tresiba, 16 units daily, as well as metformin, 500 milligrams twice a day, Novolog insulin per sliding scale also. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dizziness or syncopal episodes. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. And medications, in addition to the medications already reviewed, she's on lovastatin, 20 milligram daily. Effexor, extended release, 150 milligram at bedtime with 75 milligram at bedtime. Remeron is 15 milligram daily. And ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, is rarely used, according to the patient and daughter. Physical exam, weight 119 pounds, pulse is 81, oxygen saturation 93% on room air, and blood pressure 132 over 58. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft, non-tender, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 14th of 2024. Hemoglobin is 10.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Creatinine is normal at 0.9, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 24.5, calcium 9.4, albumin 4, and phosphorus is 3.3. Electrolytes were normal, and her last creatinine was, prior to that, was August of 2023 at 1.2. The level improved after Abipro was stopped, and blood pressure obviously is much better. Assessment and plan, one, diabetic nephropathy with difficult to control blood sugars. I wonder if she doesn't have type 1.5 diabetes, the autoimmune late onset type. Maybe you've already checked the anti-capital GAD, like David antibodies, or the anti-ICA antibodies to be sure she's not a type 1.5 diabetic. If she was, she probably doesn't need metformin and just could stay on Tresiba with regular. But also maybe she would be a good candidate for a Dexcom 24-hour glucose monitor or similar, if you felt that was appropriate due to her widely fluctuating blood sugars. And hypertension, that's much better now without the Evapro. And three, anemia of chronic disease. Current hemoglobin is within the range that we like it. We like it between 10 to 11.5. We wouldn't treat for anemia unless that gets less than 10. But she can continue her ferrous sulfate. It's 325 once a day. Hopefully that will prevent further deterioration of hemoglobin. And the patient will continue to have lab studies for us every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit in this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.